tweet of the week.
Yes, and something a little different today. The pressure's off. The pressure's off you. Just have a listen. A tribute to some of the great navigators in the Tritosphere. Yes, we're taking you to shore for this one. Here's your mystery call. Now, even Philip from Deniliquin or Chris from Hobart, they're going to struggle a bit with that. Yeah, the tip of the hat there for two of our regular Tweet of the Week experts. They're so good. You just heard one of nearly 50 species of migratory raiders that visit Australia every year. Think of this. These are birds that breed all the way up in the Arctic Circle. That's them in the background there, tweeting away. From Siberia to Alaska. Now, rather than shiver through the northern winter, they navigate across the ocean to Australia and New Zealand, feeding on our beaches, mudflats and wetlands, 12,000 kilometres each way, twice a year. That's quite a journey. Listen to them. Now, there's no mystery this week, an Easter treat. The bird we heard at the beginning, the solo tweeter, was a red knot. A big flock of them, rising up, setting out on their migration back north. There they go. Bye! The red knot, it's about 25 centimetres long. Greyish-brown for most of our summer, but at this time of year, the male starts to take on a chestnut red hue. The nights are longer than the days, and nearly all the knots, godwits and sandpipers and stints, they're all off on their amazing journey once more. Bon voyage, waiters. See you next year. That's your Tweet of the Week this week. For the equinox just gone. Back to normal next week, and we'll challenge you with another mystery caller just after the 9 o'clock news.